It was State of the State Address number 3 for Governor Snyder this week. If you were holding up the scorecards, how would you rate the governor's speech, Jack?
Well, I don't think it was quite as effective as his first two State of the State speeches. And part of that, I think, is the acrimoniousness left over from the lame duck session. It was clear that everybody, including the governor, was somewhat jittery about that. But also, I think he took too long to get to his main point. His main issue, of course, is the roads issue. He spent a lot of time thanking family members and talking about sort of extraneous things. The governor would be the first to admit he's not a great public speaker, but even by those standards, this was probably not his best effort.
Well, the governor also talked about changes in absentee voting. What's he got in mind?
Well, it's sort of intriguing. He talked vaguely about online registration, but also he wants to have basically no-fault absentee voting. Most states have that now. Most people think this is sort of overdue, although he said nothing about early voting, which a lot of states, including Ohio, have, and there's still no movement towards that.
Well, there's some good news for the state this week. A report says foreclosure activity in Michigan fell about 23% last year compared to the year before, and sellers are getting about 94% of their asking price. Are we back on solid ground there, Jack?
Well, probably not. I mean, it's not bad news by any means, but we have fallen so far in terms of foreclosures that, you know, this is not a good result. It's just a less bad result than it was before. And about the getting a larger percentage of their asking price, we simply don't have enough data to know whether people are lowering their prices with lowered expectations or whether the market has ticked up a little bit. My guess, and anecdotally from talking to realtors, I was talking to a realtor the other day, is it's a little bit of both. Things are a little bit better, but this is by no means the booming housing market of the mid-90s. But it's not as bad as it was in 2009, 2010. I think people are just, to a large extent, having a cautious wait-and-see attitude. But the good news is that housing values are not plunging the way they were.
Well, Detroit's trying another tax amnesty program. Have these plans been successful in the past, Jack?
It's hard to say, Rena. That's a good question. And the question is, are people paying who would have paid anyway? They're hoping to get $4 million out of this, which it's nothing to sneeze at, but it's far, far less than the amount of the budget deficit. And there's a school of thought that says, if you offer these tax amnesty plans, people won't pay their taxes. They'll wait for tax amnesty and they'll wait to pay to the last possible moment. So the bottom line is Detroit needs any kind of revenue it can get, but the odds of this being a major factor in their revenue stream are probably pretty low.
Okay, thanks for the update, Jack. Have a great weekend.
It's been real, Rena.